This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Jo Reed. My guest this week, the founder and editor at Audiophile Magazine, Robin Witten. Hi, Robin.
Hello, Jo.
So you're giving us your recommendations for the things you're listening to right now. What do you have today?
Well, I have an interesting classic novel by Saul Bellow, Mr. Samler's Planet. And it's read by the amazing George Guidel. What an interesting combination if you're a fan of Bellow. This is one of his most memorable novels. And it's very interesting to me that this has been recorded. It's actually been re-recorded. So there was an earlier recording, but it's just been redone with George. And George just does an astonishing job with this. If Mr. Samler's Planet and his world is new to listeners, this is the way to learn about it.
Well, do you want to tell us a little bit about the novel itself?
It's set in 1969, which is interesting because it's the summer of the moon landing, which we've just celebrated. So here, this has been re-recorded. And Arthur Samler is a Holocaust survivor. He's Polish, and he's living in New York City. And he's observing and commenting on the cultural moment, and it's fascinating.
Okay, and this, I know, this won a National Book Award in 1971, but George Guidel re-recorded this very recently.
Correct. And I think one of the things that's a hallmark of many of the recordings that George does is if, as in this case, the writing is absolutely beautiful in the story, then George just lets it all shine so beautifully. And we can appreciate every word, every beautiful sentence, the language, and in this case, a lot of the humor.
Well, why don't we hear a little bit now? This is Mr. Samler's Planet by Saul Bellow, read by George Guidel.
Those conglomerates are soaking up all the business in the country. One of them, I understand, has acquired all the funeral parlors in New York. I hear reports that Campbell, Riverside, have been bought by the same company that publishes Mad Magazine. How curious. Youth is big business. School children spend fantastic amounts. If enough kids get radical, that's a new mass market, then it's a big operation. I have a general idea. Very little is holding still. First making your money, then keeping your money from shrinking by inflation. How you invest it, whom you trust. You trust nobody. What you get with it, how you save it from those federal taxation robbers, the gruesome revenue service. And how you leave it. Wills. Those are the worst problems in life. Excruciating. Uncle Samler now understood fully how it was.
Okay, I want to make sure I got this. So he's speaking with his nephew, who's Dr. Gruner.
Correct.
Will's the worst problem in life. I like that. And George is really good about letting humor come out without, you know, banging it over the head.
Oh, yes. I mean, he just disappears into the language, and yet he so fully understands it that it comes out and seems as natural as it was when it was written.
And the other thing, I really just want to sing George's praises for one more thing. I don't know anybody who does dialogue as well as he does.
Yes. And it seems so effortless.
Completely. And you know who's speaking all the time, and he does it. I mean, I don't know how he does it. It's almost like the faintest intonation in his voice, but boy, does it just reveal so much.
It does, and it's interesting because, of course, when you read with your eyes and you innately see that a speaker is changing in the text, but George sees it also, but he tells us somehow he signals just slightly. So it's all very subtle and beautiful.
Yeah, I agree. So that's Mr. Samlish's Planet by Saul Bellow, read by George Guidel. That is a really interesting midweek choice, Robin. I am waiting to hear what you're going to suggest for tomorrow.
Well, I'll surprise you.
Okay, I'll talk to you then. Support for Behind the Mic comes from HarperCollins Leadership, whose audiobooks feed your inner drive to grow. You can learn more at harpercollinsleadership.com. And just in case you haven't heard, we have launched a new Alexa Flash briefing in the Amazon store. So if you have an Alexa home device, you can add audio files Behind the Mic to your daily flash briefing. So go ahead. I'm Joe Reed, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Oh, and if you're interested in classics, you might be interested in Classic Tales podcast.
Explore the blood and thunder tales of Louisa May Alcott. Get wowed with Arsène Lupin's latest heist. Sure, we do the occasional Austin, Dickens, and Chekhov, but if you want to discover the hidden gems in the nooks and crannies of the classics, check out the Classic Tales podcast. The Classic Tales podcast, the cure for the common commute, featured on Spotify and available wherever you get your podcasts.